Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wizard's Log. Day 419 into my voyage. I've been brushing up on my wizard chemistry. Elements, covalent bonds, heterogeneous mixtures, solvents and shit. I never realized how much this science stuff really matters in the grand scheme of things. Just last spweek, I found out that if you mix enough baking soda and vinegar together, you can make a big fucking mess. Speaking of messy situations and things to get me out of them, I've been practicing with that laser blaster I found in the glove compartment. It's actually not too dissimilar to a magic missile spell, once you account for all the knockback, of course. It could come in handy in a jam. And hey, when in space, am I right? Azatize out.
The comms device lit up with a message from a particular trio of vengeance seekers. None other than the alien Schmo, the huntress Scarletta, and Crystal the motherfucking Raddest. And they were pissed.
Azatize the Wise, prepare to meet your demise.
Impossible! I banished you! What are you three doing here?
Killing your ass, that's what.
With the press of a button, a barrage of plasma bullets blasted a big ol' hole into the hull of Azatas's pod. He was almost sucked out by the vacuum of space, but was barely able to block the hole with his wardrobe just in time. Then the wizard lurched for the cockpit and grabbed a hold of the steering wheel, spun it madly, and went into a corkscrew.
Evasive maneuvers! Whoa!
Though Schmo's skillful steering kept them hot on Azatas's trail.
Give it up, old man. You want us?
I am the most powerful wizard in the known universe! I cannot be defeated!
He blasted some magic missiles into the torpedo hole, out toward the rival ship. But Scarletta manned the shields with ease. The wizard's attack simply bounced off and careened into a nearby planet, killing thousands of innocents. And then Crystal punched some more buttons, which released the whole goddamn arsenal on the wizard's teeny tiny little 10-foot ship. He managed to summon a force field of protection just in time, but there were just too many laser beams, too many plasma bolts, too many space torpedoes for even Azatas the Wise to defend himself against for long.
Impossible! How am I supposed to drive, shoot, and man shields all at the same time?
With a little something called teamwork. That's how.
Crystal said as she pressed the biggest button of them all. The button that was like three times bigger than you were just thinking about. And when she pressed it, a giant fucking laser gun popped out and fired a big fucking Death Star caviar laser beam straight for Azatas's ship.
No!
The wizard awoke in a cold sweat, shooting upright in his little futon as reality snapped back into place around him. And in true Azatas fashion, he immediately set to work packing the nearest bong to help take some of the edge off. How's it hanging, ladies and folks? My name is Chris R.R. Bauzo, and this is my show. You're about to hear the latest and greatest installment of my ongoing sword and sorcery sci-fi narrative. A story written, read, performed, and edited, all with your ear holes in mind. So don't even concern yourself with going back to catch up quite yet, because this episode, like every episode, just so happens to be the perfect jumping on point. And then, once you're hooked, Feel free to go back and catch up on the story thus far while you wait for the next one to drop. But for now, all I need you to do is sit back, relax, and allow me to unfurl the wizard scroll.
Wizard's Log, day 420 into my voyage. The next generation of my wizardweed strain is almost ready for harvesting. Now, with a little less tardigrade DNA spliced in there, and a little more galactic cosmic radiation, I think these new plants will fail much better than the last batch. Those things lasted almost 86 seconds in the vacuum of space, but what I need is a plant that can survive out there indefinitely. But first on the list of needs, I've gotta ditch this ride. The alien schmo must have some sort of tracker planted in here. That must be how he found me in my vision. Where do I find another spacefaring vessel out here? In the middle of actually literally fucking nowhere. Where to look? Oh my. Space Wawa. The fuck? You know, while we're talking about needs, I really need to get my hands on a nice warm spoogie right about now. Fuck it. Azataz out.
They say not all those who wander are lost, but Azataz the Wise sure as shit was. Space is a big fucking place with a whole lot of nothing going on. An inky black void of nothingness bespeckled with the occasional star system or rogue asteroid. And after 420 days of sputtering about aimlessly through the cosmos, and 420 nights keeping himself occupied with his various intellectual pursuits, the wizard had, by some miracle or another, actually managed to find a space Wawa out there in the silent expanse. Plopped atop an unsuspecting asteroid in the middle of actually literally fucking nowhere sat a familiar sight to any spacefaring individual. A red and yellow beacon that shone through the darkness, providing all who laid eyes upon its resplendent glow the promise of respite, sustenance, rocket fuel, or most likely, some combination of the three.
And a bend. Fuck. Oh, God, pins and needles. Fuck, shit. Wow, all right. Now, let's see what kinds of sustenance can be found at a space Wawa, eh? Ooh, fancy. The old automatic door opening spell. A certified hood classic.
The old man hobbled his way to and fro across the empty store, grabbing snacks, drinks, and other essentials with no particular rhyme or reason. The only other person present was presently standing behind the counter, a purple-scaled alien of some sort with a quintet of glasses on his face and a mustache of slightly darker purple scales. He silently manned the store, keeping a watchful five eyes on his latest customer.
Hello and welcome to Space Wawa.
What?
Please place your tongue in front of the scanner so I may take your order. I see. You would like a classic Dennis roll with honey roasted turkey, pepper jack cheese, spinach, sweet peppers, mayo, and sriracha. Toasted twice. AKA, the wizard roll.
Wow, that's right! Space is crazy!
Here is your order, fine customer. Thank you for shopping at Space Wawa.
What the fuck? Oh my. Are those Slurpees? What a large cup. Don't mind if I do.
No way, buddy. No fucking way. You cannot use the double gulp cup for the fucking Slurpee. This right here.
Hey,
this is
whoa, what are you freaking out about? I wanted the big cup, so fucking what? What's the matter, man? What's wrong?
This one is for the fucking Slurpee. You use the one that's for the Coke so you can get more.
I don't care about your Slurpee cup. Now excuse me as I fill up another double gulp cup with some goddamn Slurpee.
Get the fuck out! You cannot do this! Stop! I'm fucking calling the police! I'm calling the police!
Whoop, whoop! That's the sound of the police! Whoop, whoop! That's the sound of the police!
You get the fuck out! Out!
But before the cashier's ranting and raving could continue, the wizard reached into his coin purse and pulled out a business card. He handed it to the cashier, and on it the guy could read the exact date and time of his own death. 5 seconds from now.
Oh yeah, by the way, this is a stick-up.
Stop!
Azataz the Wise dashed across the space Wawa parking lot with a speed belied by his age. Bags of food, drink, and snacks bundled in his arms. There was his Spogie, of course. His 97-ounce double-gulp cup of red Slurpee with a dash of blue on top. And shopping bags full of Reese's, Snickerdoodles, and hot fries. Cotton candy, a bag of dip, and I think I even saw an old E or two in there.
I'm going to make a gravity bong out of that old English bottle later,
he said aloud to no one in particular.
Fuck! It's later. Oh my god, I almost checked!
The wizard spent the next half hour cramming all his belongings into a bag of holding he had on him this whole time, making his double crossing of the alien schmo all the less justified. Then he clicked the late cashier's purloined keys and took a beeline straight for the only other vehicle in the lot. A 6904 gray Cybertruck. A triangular-ass vehicle which roared to life as the wizard turned the ignition.
Thank you for choosing Cybertruck Inc. for all of your spacefaring needs. I am your virtual assistant, Denzel Octavius Computer. But you may call me Doc for short.
Nice to meet you, Doc.
Where would you like to go, new user?
Well, let's see here. I'm looking for a planet with a lot of mana on it that I may harvest for my wizarding purposes.
I'm sorry, new user, but my databanks do not have any information on this mana you speak of. Please insert a sample of the substance into my scanner.
Jeez, you guys got scanners for everything these days, huh? No matter. I've got a jar of the stuff right over here.
My sensors indicate a large concentration of mana on a planet called East-West Brunswick Prime, located within the Blee-Blah star system. Is this where you would like to go, new user?
Yes!
Understood. Engaging launch sequence, now.
Fucking breath over here.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wizard's Log, Day 421 into my voyage. Today's episode of the Wizard's Scroll is brought to you by listeners like you. Head on over to patreon.com/thewizardscroll today for instant access to all sorts of patron-exclusive content, including, but not limited to, early access to new episodes before they're released, phone and desktop wallpapers, and a whole bunch of other shit as well. Sign up for a small monthly donation today at Patreon. That's patreon.com/thewizardscroll, and you better know how to spell that. Anyway, that's about it from this old blabbermouth. Azataz, out!
The Cybertruck zoomed through space at 69% the speed of light. Smoke billowing from the cracked open windows as it sped past a space sign that read, "Don't do moon rocks and drive, kids." Oh shit, a space police cruiser was hiding behind that asteroid with the headlights turned off. And next thing Azataz knew, he was getting chased down by the bastard. Fuck!
"There's the space police. Please touch down on the nearest asteroid and pull over."
"Piss off, space pigs! Doc, floor it, and don't let up!"
"Understood. Pulling over vehicle now."
"Doc? What the fuck? Whose side are you on?"
"I'm sorry, new user, but my programming dictates that I must comply with space law enforcement while in autopilot mode."
"God shit ass fuck!"
"It's all right, guys. Just play it cool. Let my boy do all the talking."
"Good golly Garblax, man. Are you mad?"
"What?"
"You have no space helmet on."
"Yeah. No, I don't need one of those. I already got a hat. Thank you."
"What the fuck?"
He was the most bizarre case that this particular spaceman had ever seen in all his 88 light years on the beat. An elderly human man in a wizard robe driving around open space with his windows rolled down, breathing just fine without a space helmet or anything. Though he was mostly obscured by the smoke which still filled the vehicle's interior, despite the windows all being open. What sort of rocket science was this?
"What's the story behind all this smoke, sir?"
"I have a medical card. It's cool, I swear."
"I see. Uh-huh."
The spaceman quickly caught sight of that empty 40-ounce malt liquor bottle, the one with a bowl of some charred, odious substance stuck through the top.
"Have you been drinking this spevening?"
"Don't worry about it, Spofficer. I'm more stoned than drunk at the moment. Besides, the autopilot's been on this whole time. Watch. Doc, disengage autopilot."
"Understood. Disengaging autopilot mode now."
"See? It was on the whole time!"
"Uh-huh. Splices and spregisplation, please."
"Of course, my good man. Hold on, one moment. I think I have those in the splove box right here. Is this it? No, wait, hold on. Yes, I found it!"
The wizard exclaimed as he reached for something glowing neon orange in the splove box.
"Breaker, breaker, this is Officer Plank requesting backup." "We've got a drunken wizard hotboxing a Cybertruck out here, armed and dangerous." Yes, send everyone you can, please and thank you."
"As it's out of the boaters."
The wizard put the pedal to the metal and peeled out as the Cybertruck zoomed ahead. Though he was followed close behind by Officer Plank, the Spofficer, who was soon joined by three more cruisers and a spellicopter, all in hot pursuit.
"This is your final warning. Pull over the vehicle now or face the consequences."
"We've got to get out of Space Dodge now, Doc. What should we do?"
"I could perform a warp speed jump, though it will come at the expense of 90% of our remaining fuel."
"I don't care. They're shooting at us. Do it now."
"Understood. Warp drive calibrating. 2% complete."
"You'll never take me alive, coppers!" "Son of a space bitch!"
"Minor hull damage has been detected, new user. You must do something to stop our assailants or else face total annihilation by over 9,000 plasma bullets."
"I'm on it!"
Quick as a whip, Azataz retrieved his trusty old English gravity bong and took a hit so massive that somewhere out in the infinite expanse, Master Yoda himself felt a disturbance in the Force that day.
Misa Yoda!
A tidal wave of smoke billowed from the wizard's wide-open maw, enveloping all of the police cruisers and the spellicopter in a thick, aromatic haze, the likes of which simply could not exist in the vacuum of space, but nevertheless did. A fat cloud of epic proportions which caught those enforcers of space law completely off guard.
I can't see dick or balls out there! It's some sort of space cloud!
Oh, it's a cloud, all right!
What the fuck?
Doc, how much longer till we can warp?
Warp drive's calibrating. 88% complete.
Breaker, breaker, this is Officer Quark up in Chapel 1. I've re-established visual with the target.
Take your shot now! Blow this rat bastard to kingdom motherfucking come!
Roger, roger.
Come on, Doc! We've got a warp now!
I'm sorry, new user, but the warp drive has not finished calibrating yet. Warp drive calibration complete. Initiating warp speed travel protocols now.
Ah!
Hang on to your wizard ass, ladies and folks! It's gonna be a bumpy ride!
Captain, he got away.
God fucking shit, Quark! I specifically said not to let him get away!
Listen, I know, that's my bad. I promise I'll do better in the future.
Well, as long as you're trying your best, I suppose that's all that really matters.
Phew! That was a close one! I think this calls for a little celebratory 40. Doc! Engage autopilot!
Understood. Engaging autopilot mode now.
And so he drank the other 40 and ripped another 40-ounce Jeep to celebrate his good fortune.
Oh, fuck! Don't drink and drive, kids!
Thanks for tuning in to me screaming about wizards for 20 minutes. If you're still here, odds are that you've enjoyed what you just heard and are stoked for more. Unlike this one review I've got from a Mr. DM underscore iPad on Apple Podcasts, who writes, "Immature waste of time. 1 star. Come on, bud, didn't you get the memo? 5 stars, baby. Come on, what's this fucking... You know, it is an immature waste of time. So, you want to waste your time with an immature show like mine? You know, you just listened to a whole episode, so it sounds like you're here, you're enjoying it. Let's counterbalance this bad review with a good one. Leave a positive review on Apple, Spotify, Audible, or wherever else you listen to podcasts. Podcast Addict apparently is a thing too. Check one out there. Fucking leave a fucking praise me in all your social posts about the Wizard Scroll, Instagram, Twitter. I'm on them. Give me a at, give me a like, give me a tweet, give me a follow. Give me it all. I'm here for it. You have no idea how much I fucking love it when people are like, yo, I love your show. Odds are, if you like DM me out of the blue, telling me, complimenting me about the show, I'll be your best friend. Like straight up. You have no idea. How many people I've made friends with who are like, yo, your show's good. Thanks, I know. Anyway, word of mouth is how this show can continue to grow. So share the shit out of it with everyone you know. And until next time, bye.
Push me, and then just touch me, till I can get my satisfaction.
Push me, and then just touch me, till I can get my satisfaction. Push me and then just touch me till I can get my satisfaction.
Push me and then just touch me till I can get my
satisfaction.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Greetings, fans of the esoteric, and welcome to the trailer for Madame Magenta Sonus Mystica. Hang on, why am I doing my own trailer?
Where will the people want to see their star, my dear?
No one can see me, Bernard. This is a podcast.
Oh.
You know what? I should have that deep voice chap doing this. You know the one. What's his name?
Oh, the...
Strange name.
Yes.
Like a fruit.
Red pepper. That's yes. It. Yes.
In a world where something, something, something...
That's the one. Oh, it's quite sexy, Bernard.
Ew.
Save that for later.
No, I'm not sure I can keep it up.
You've never had a problem before.
That was a very clever joke.
Yes.
I am a very turgid man.
You are. I'm going to make a cup of tea. You do the trailer.
Oh, right you are.
In a world...
Earl Grey or normal?
Earl Grey, please.
In a world where ghosts and angels walk amongst us...
Float! They float!
Float amongst us stands one woman, Magenta.
Oh, God, my bloody spirit guide's frozen the milk again. It's going to have to be iced tea, I'm afraid.
Oh, all right, fair enough.
Psychic medium...
My throat... Oh, Magenta, I can't do this anymore.
Bernard, you won't get nodules. You're not Adele.
Well, actually, interestingly enough, that wasn't nodules. That was an exploding polyp.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine that? Ew. Exploding polyp. Anyway, that's not why I can't do the trailer anymore.
Oh. Do you mean...
Yes, the angelic manifestation by the dog bed, yes.
Here we go again. What do you want?
From the makers of Mockery Manor comes Madame Magenta, Sonos Mystica. For all fans of the esoteric. Available now wherever you get podcasts.